USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wildfires continue to wreak havoc in California, north and south. More than 10,000 structures have burnt to the ground in the Camp Fire, which has also killed 56 people. A CAL FIRE spokesman has more numbers on that blaze.
35% contained. Total personnel assigned to the fire, 5,473.
In the south near Los Angeles, the Woolsey fires destroyed about 450 buildings. That fire is also blamed for at least three fatalities. Lawyer Michael Avenatti is denying charges of domestic violence after his arrest in L.A. The lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels calling the allegations completely bogus, saying they're meant to hurt his reputation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome, but I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
U.S. House Republicans choose Kevin McCarthy as their new leader, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Californian defeated Congressman Jim Jordan in a landslide victory. McCarthy replaces current House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin as leader of the party in the lower chamber. Ryan announced his retirement from Congress at the end of his current term. Republicans will be the minority in the House for the first time since 2011. As expected, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York will continue in their positions. For Republicans, South Dakota Senator John Thune was promoted to party whip. House Democrats will elect their nominee to serve as Speaker and other top leadership positions when they officially take the majority later this month.
The U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference wrapping up a three-day meeting in Baltimore without taking action on sex abuse reform. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A federal judge will decide on Thursday whether to reinstate CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's White House press badge. According to the Trump administration, no one is entitled to their First Amendment rights within the White House grounds. They say it is within the White House discretion whether or not to admit certain reporters or grant them interviews. There's a new survey out that looks at who America trusts as the anchor behind the news desk. And USA's Chris Barnes has the results.
The Morning Consult Hollywood Reporter survey that looked at Americans' trust in well-known anchors on network and cable TV finds NBC News' Lester Holt is the most trusted news host in America. Among Republicans, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Ainsley Earnhardt were the favorite TV hosts. Among all surveyed, though, coming in last was Sean Hannity. 30% of the people surveyed say they don't trust him at all.
The president puts his support behind a bipartisan bill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump threw his support behind a long-stalled bipartisan criminal justice reform bill on Wednesday. At the White House, President Trump says this reform is needed to reform our criminal justice system.
Today I'm thrilled to announce my support for this bipartisan bill that will make our community safer and give former inmates a second chance at life after they have served their time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.